Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me good.
We continue with the Wintrust Community Banks Hours. And Dean Richards, sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. Good morning, Dean.
Hola, senor.
Just was watching the monitors here, as I often do in the morning, because I'm easily distracted.
I know you can't get enough of me.
Well, you know, your Channel 9 morning news in general is so really full of important and exciting information.
Very visual.
Yes.
Coming up in a little while, we've got an 18-foot python.
Well, I won't be watching that.
Are you scared of snakes?
I don't like snakes. Do not like snakes.
Turtles?
Turtle? You don't want deadly turtles?
There's a, well, I don't think it's deadly, but we have a, there's
bunnies?
Some...
I don't like bunnies. Bunnies frighten me.
There's a,
kittens?
A gigantic turtle that's walking all over the newsroom this morning.
That's probably Paul, isn't it?
It might be. I didn't, honestly, did not look carefully enough.
But the reason I bring you guys up, and yes, TV is visual, is the woman from Big Bang Theory that was on. What's her name?
Her name is Melissa Rauch.
And she plays the squeaky voice one?
Bernadette.
She's very, very funny.
Very funny. Could not be more adorable. And
she's tiny, right? Fit in your pocket?
This big. I'm holding my index finger and thumb like 2 inches apart. She's this big.
Yeah,
really,
she's
really
tiny.
And smells really nice.
Okay. This is where the stalker Dean comes out. And we've had this conversation.
I couldn't help sniffing her.
You know, she's so tiny, she fits in the palm of your hand. I had to be very uncomfortable for her.
When you get a python and a turtle there, Melissa Rauch is probably smelling pretty good.
Some days around here is just like a Fellini movie.
Yep, just another morning at Channel 9.
Haven't you had that, though, sometimes when you're talking to somebody or you take a picture or something, and, you know, they have a nice cologne or,
sure,
you know, something, and you think to yourself, wow, you smell delicious.
I immediately asked them to get into an elevator with me, and then I just ride up and down and up and down for hours.
You just do a full-on sniffing, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's 8:15. Here's what's going to happen.
She has a new movie out. You're going to like this. She has a new movie that's coming out on March 18th called Bronze, in which she plays an ex-Olympic gymnast, a foul-mouthed, nasty, bitter ex-Olympic gymnast who is threatened by a younger Olympic gymnast who's coming along, who's going to steal her spotlight.
Is Will Ferrell in that movie?
Will Ferrell is amazingly not in this movie.
Sure sounds like a Will Ferrell movie.
It does sound exactly like a Will Ferrell movie. But it's a kind of funny movie. But there is one scene, a sex scene, where she's having relations with another Olympic athlete. And it's like X-rated Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, because it's very Olympic.
It's very like Olympic gymnastic poses, but...
So is this rated R?
Va-va-voom. Oh, yeah. It's pretty hard rated R. It's the language...
Is she nude in this thing?
She... it was a body double, but yeah, there's... It appears like she is, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, don't go thinking you're going to see Bernadette on Big Bang Theory in this, because it's pretty different.
When we come back, we're going to talk about other new movies. Tina Fey's movie.
Yep.
Gerard Butler's movie.
Yep.
New Disney movie.
Yep.
Some movie news. By the way, I was trying to figure out, what was the movie Gerard Butler shot in town a couple of months ago? Because they were using our offices here when they were shooting out on Pioneer Court.
I don't remember.
Do we know how much money it's going to lose? They don't plan that in advance, do they? Like a Gerard Butler movie loss, do they budget for that?
Let's go to Tribune Tower and see how much money we can lose.
Just in like general, that. Gerard Butler movies don't make money, do they?
He's had a few. His movie 300... You know, about Spartans, that was pretty big.
I was his body double in that.
I remember you getting greased up. I remember walking into your office once while they were lubing you up.
Yeah, that had to be awkward for you.
That was a little awkward. He's done a couple of romantic comedies that did well, but he hasn't had a big hit movie in a long time. He had one out like last week called Gods of Egypt that was a huge bomb.
Yeah, and... this new movie is London is Falling?
London Has Fallen.
London Has Fallen and I Can't Get Up? Is that the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
It, Yes.
Where Lennon has a giant life alert bracelet or a necklace on. Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
Sure.
Dean will do the movie reviews in a moment.
You can travel Chicago. You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor. Channel 972. Oh,
oh, oh. It's 8:23. See, this is why it is a Fellini film at Channel 9.
What do you mean?
We were talking about Melissa Rauch and this gymnastic sex film that she's involved with somehow.
It's one scene.
Yeah. And then I look up just now at Channel 9, and there's adorable little children dancing and singing.
Always. There's something for everyone on the show. It's like a Baskin-Robbins when you watch the morning news.
Which flavor are you?
Tutti Frutti? I'm not sure. That's the only flavor I could think of.
Yeah, bald isn't a flavor for either one of us.
Rocky
that would be
Road?
Bad. Yes.
Rocky Road? I don't know.
All right, so let's talk about the movies coming out this weekend.
Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot.
Man, I hope this is good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Very different from any Tina Fey movie that you've seen before. It's a little bit serious, but there are plenty of moments of very clever writing, irreverence in this movie. It's based on a book that was written by a Chicago Tribune writer who was sent on her first overseas assignment to Afghanistan. The real Tribune's writer is Kim Barker. That's also the name of the character in the movie.
I don't know her, do you?
I met her. She came by the morning news one day when we had some contortionists and a pickle-eating contest.
Right, a gymnastic sex film being shot in the back.
Right. The true story is very interesting of how, you know, she completely uprooted her life and lived in the middle of this hell, you know, hell-like conditions in Afghanistan with war going on. There's a line in the movie that says, you know, Kabul happens, you know, that just kind of gives you a sense of the kind of hell that they lived in. But often in those kind of situations, you find moments of irreverence and happiness, and the journalists make friends. It's really kind of an interesting look at what the lives must be like for these all of these war correspondents that we see on the evening news every day. Tina Fey does a really good job in the film.
Is there a sort of subliminal thing with Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, meaning WTF?
Well, I didn't even realize that yesterday till I was writing, you know, physically writing my review.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, look, Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot,
yeah.
WTF. But so, nobody ever said that to me.
Double meaning. I mean, it's got to be.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. But isn't Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, those are the kind of military codes that
they
use when they're, you're obviously, more up on that than I am.
Well, I spend a lot of time shooting gymnastic sex films, most of mostly, but I do follow the military a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You are multi-faceted.
That's one word.
Tutti Frutti. I gave it a Dean's List B.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You said serious in spots?
Serious in spots because there are points in the movie where, you know, she just realizes, like, what the hell am I doing
here? WTF.
You know, what has my life become? You know, what has my new normal in my life become that I think are really kind of poignant moments in this film? So it's not a, you know, laugh out loud SNL kind of Tina Fey 30 Rock-ish kind of way, although the writing is super clever in this movie, so I did like that one. I was surprised that I liked London Has Fallen because
no kidding.
Really all it is 2 hours of cat and mouse, high adrenaline, car chases, explosions, killing people. It's exactly the kind of movie that I normally don't like at all. But I think I went into this with such low expectations that I just kind of sat back and accepted it for what it was. It's a roller coaster ride. This movie is just a roller coaster ride. Olympus Has Fallen was the movie that this movie sequels. That was the movie where the White House was attacked and completely destroyed. Aaron Eckhart plays the president. Gerard Butler plays his number one Secret Service agent who saves him in the first movie. And the second one now, there's been a death in the UK. All the world leaders go to London for the state funeral, and that's where the terrorist attack takes place. And it's pretty amazing to see how they stage pretty much destroying everything familiar in London. You know, the Westminster Abbey, the Tower of London, everything is, you know, seems to be, you know, destroyed in this. World leaders are killed. The president escapes, and it's a cat and mouse game to, you know, for the terrorists to catch the president of the United States. The terrorists promising when they do catch him, they're going to behead him live on the internet. So that's the premise of the whole thing. So, you know, take it for what it is. You know, it's not Spotlight. It's not
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, it's it is what it is. It's an action movie. I gave it a C+.
And Disney Zootopia,
nice for the kids. Not as clever as like an Inside Out. Not as like clever as a Toy Story, but really fun. It's a world, a city, Zootopia, where all different kind of animals live together. You know, they're able to coexist. You know, the reference being, you know, people of all races being able to live together like these animals are. So it's a movie that sort of defies stereotypes, lots of funny moments in it. This one I'm recommending as well, giving this one a B as well.
All right, you on the radio on Sunday?
I'm going to be live from Presidential Towers on Sunday for the whole show for the American Lung Association's climb that they do. Our Dave Bennett and our WGN radio team is going to be competing. Dave will be joining us on the show. We've got lots of special guests, lots of fun. Come out and join us at Presidential Towers. I'm going to be, after watching the debate last night, pretty much all I'm going to be doing, I see how popular it is, I'm strictly going to be insulting people, just, you know, walking by, insulting.
I think you should do that, and I think you should reference your hands and how there's no problem anywhere else either.
Right, right. I'm going to talk about whatever seems the most inappropriate, that's what I'm going to be talking about, because I can see that's what the ratings getter is.
That's what the people want.
That's what the people want.
That's, you got to give the people what they want.
That's what Marshall Field said.
All right, buddy, I'll see you.